V?
V, yeah.
V. V-O-9-1-0-9-1-5.
What are you doing?
Oh, we're checking our dollar bills with a bonus box in the paper.
Oh, you're still not doing that.
Certainly. There's one worth $300 this week, and I am going to win it.
Lucy, there are 8 million people in New York City, and who knows how many $1 bills. What makes you think you're going to win it?
I can't miss. All my life, I've been eating oysters and never found a pearl. 5 years in a row, I didn't win the Irish sweepstakes. And only yesterday at the grocery, I missed guessing the number of beans in the jar by 2. This time, it's my turn.
Well, I didn't know all that. I mean, you're a cinch.
And if it isn't her turn, it certainly is mine. That's right.
Yeah, what's the matter with you, Rick? Don't you know any of this? It's a sure thing.
Come on, yeah. Let's go, huh? Okay.
I didn't realize.
X, yeah. X, 6, 4, 3, 8, 9, 1. Couldn't you have made that 1 a 7? Give me a pen and I will. Do we dare? Oh, no, the paper would frown on that.
The Treasury Department will make a face, too.
Well, come on, Ethel, give me the next one.
That's all.
Oh, well, another day, another no dollar. Yeah, darn it. Oh, wait a minute, we didn't go through the boys' money.
Ethel went through mine years ago.
I mean the money in your pockets. Give me yours, Ricky.
Look, no use going through mine. I found a pearl in an oyster once.
It's not my turn to win either. I found a diamond ring in a box of Cracker Jack.
Oh, now stop. You stop joking.
He's not joking. Where do you think he got this?
Well, I don't care what you two do, but we're going to win. Come on, let's go get some more, Ethel. All right.
Some more what?
You watch the baby while we're gone, will you, Fred?
Some more what?
Some more $1 bills. We're going to take these ones and change them into 5 at the market. And then we go to the drugstore and change the 5s into 1s. We've done it 6 times today.
How long will you be gone?
Until there isn't a dollar bill left in this neighborhood unturned. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye.
Adios.
We are married to a couple of birds.
Yep. I think we better see that the door of their cage is locked.
Look, I gotta go to work. Excuse me while I put my tie on.
All right.
Find any new pearls?
Hey, who could tell, huh?
Yeah, I know. I was gonna do the same thing, but I didn't have the paper with me.
Oh, I see.
Let's check them.
All right, come on. Okay,
you can't tell. That's nowhere.
No.
Nothing.
No.
V7.
Yeah.
4. Fred, wait a minute.
Huh?
I think I got one.
Oh, you're kidding.
Fred, I think I got one.
Well,
check it for me, will you?
Yeah.
Check that.
Yeah.
B-7-8-4-5. Hey, read it in English, will you?
Wait a minute. Look, I can't figure out what they are. You read it to me, would you? Hurry up.
Here, I'll read it. B.
B.
7.
7.
8.
8.
4.
4.
5.
5.
5.
5.
6.
6.
2.
2.
9.
9.
G.
G! I got it! $300! Oh, no! And we were laughing at the girls!
Look at this guy, what's
she finds us out. 300 smackers. Oh, it's too bad she couldn't find herself.
Oh, yes, yeah, she...
Wait a minute. Maybe she can.
What do you mean, maybe she can?
Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this dollar bill with me to the club. And when I come home tonight, she'll be asleep, see? So I'll sneak into the room, and I'll put this in her purse. And tomorrow morning, I'll ask her to check her money again and let her find it.
Oh, what a great idea. What a kick she'll get out of
it. Die. Listen, don't say a word to anybody, eh?
No, no.
Don't even tell Ethel.
I won't breathe a word to Miss Walkie Talker.
Okay. I'll see you later.
All right.
That's going to be great. Honey, what are you doing up so late?
Huh?
What are you doing up so late?
Baby, I was checking for your seat.
Oh, well, you go back to sleep, honey. There you are. Oh, little baby. Good night, dear. Good night, honey.
There we go.
What a good breakfast for a big boy.
Yes, sir.
Come on, now, you gotta pay a little attention to this. Laundry. Oh, I forgot all about you. I'll get it.
No, I can come back a little later.
Oh, would you? I'd appreciate it very much. Thank you. I'll have it ready
for
you.
Bye.
Okay. Well, honey, did he scare you? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, come on now. Finish your breakfast. Oh, come in, will you? Oh, gee, is that all for us?
No, one's for the Mertzes.
Oh, how much do I owe you?
$3.85.
Oh, now, honey, I'll get it for you. Will you watch him a minute?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the matter? Here you are. 60, 85.
Gee, I hope one of these is a bonus buck.
Don't worry, I checked them very carefully last night.
Everybody does.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye.
What's the matter, sweetheart? Whoa, what's the matter? Lucy! 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 I got one!
me in change.
Oh, why didn't I have him make change for me?
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, swell.
Well, you don't sound very happy.
Oh, I'm happy, I'm happy.
Why, Lucy Ricardo, I believe you're jealous.
No, I'm not. I'm happy you won. Really, I am.
Oh, think of it. This little piece of green paper is worth $300.
Yeah, isn't it exciting?
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
I
what
couldn't
are you
believe
buy with all that
money? I checked the numbers.
Well,
and
I know how you might
have.
Yeah, what?
What's all they shouting
oh,
about?
Oh, Ethel just found a bonus buck.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. The grocery boy gave it to her in change.
Oh.
If I couldn't win, I'm glad it was Ethel.
Well, that's nice. But what would you say if I told you that Ethel wasn't the only one?
What do you mean?
Well, I wanted you to be surprised, but...
But what?
I found a bonus buck last night, too.
Really? Where is it?
Now, wait a minute. See, I wanted you to find it before I did,
yeah,
see?
Yeah.
And so I took it with me to the club.
Yeah, but where is it? Where is it?
Now, wait a minute. I took it to the club with me last night, and then I came home,
yeah,
and you were asleep.
Yeah.
So I sneaked into the room,
yeah,
and I opened your purse,
yeah,
and I put it inside your purse.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
So I gave all the money in my purse to the grocery boy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I gave our bonus buck to the grocery boy. He said he was going right over to your apartment, so that must be ours.
Ours was the big one, $300.
So is that one. It's ours.
Now, wait a minute. The grocery boy gave that to me in change, so it's legally mine.
No.
How can it be yours? I found that I had it in my pocket last night.
After you heard what he
says,
but you gave it
to
him.
No, I found that last night.
What's all the ruckus?
Oh,
well, you know the
dollar
I found last night, and I gave it to her in change.
Will you wait a minute? Wait a minute. Give me this one at a time, will you?
The grocery boy gave me a bonus buck in change.
Yeah, but it's really mine because I gave it to the grocery boy by mistake.
Yeah, she didn't know I had put it in her purse last night.
No.
You mean that's the bill you showed me last night?
Yeah, the big one. You know, the $300. You saw me with it, didn't you, Fred?
I saw you with it. You had it.
There. Now, whose dollar is it?
It's Ethel's.
There, you see? Ethel's?
How can you say that?
Because possession is 9 points of the law.
Possession? Mira que tiene cosa de decirle a uno que tengo el bosque.
Hey, he's right. He's right. Fred is right.
Well, I'm glad you finally saw the light.
I sure did.
Now, wait a minute. That's fine.
Now, you heard what Fred said. Possession is 9 points of the law, and I'm possessed.
Yeah, I bet $5.
Hang on, Lucy.
Well, I hope you're satisfied. Look what you did.
Look what I did.
Would you mind giving me the rest of my dollar?
Would you mind giving me the rest of my dollar?
Ethel!
Well, it's mine.
Now, just a minute.
The grocery boy
all
gave
right,
it to
all
me.
All right, all right. Now, just a minute. We each have a very good case. So I tell you what let's do. Let's split it.
We just did.
I mean the money. Let's divide it.
Oh.
No.
Now, look, it says in the paper that somebody has to get down there before 3 o'clock with the buck or nobody gets no money.
That's right.
That's right.
All right.
All right, Ethel, give me your half and I'll paste them together.
No, you give me your half.
Why, Ethel Mertz, don't you trust me?
No.
What an awful thing to say.
Well, you don't trust me.
That's different. I know I can trust me.
Look who knows she can trust herself.
All right, all right. Now, just a minute. I'll take charge of it. Just give him to me.
Apparently, there is only one person here who everyone trusts. Lucy. What?
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll each keep our half, and we'll go to the newspaper office together.
I'm for that.
Good. Okay, I'll buy that.
For that.
All right. Give it to me.
Hey!
For safekeeping...
And I'll take charge of this for safekeeping.
Now, I'll dress and take a shower, and we all go down there together. Call Mrs. Trumbull.
All right, hurry up.
Hello. Yes, well, I'd appreciate it if you could come over as soon as possible, Mrs. Trumbull. Thanks very much. Bye.
Mrs. Ricardo, laundry.
Oh, I forgot all about you. I'll get it right away.
Okay, I'll wait.
Waiting.
That's okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.
See you next week. Come on, Ricky. It's 1:30. Hurry up.
I see you're hurrying. We're going to have to be there till 3:00.
Well, I don't want to take any chances. The subway might break down or something. Yeah, come on, Rick.
Come on.
All right, all right. Come on, let's go.
You ready?
Come on. Good. Oop, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I forgot one little item.
What?
Our half of the bonus box.
Whoa. Oh, fine. That's all we need.
I left it in the top of my pajamas.
Ricky!
Yes?
Those pajamas, were they the red ones?
Yeah.
With the check tops?
Yeah.
That were hanging in the bathroom?
Yeah, I'll go get it. What do you mean, we're hanging? Lucy. Lucy, what did you do with those pajamas?
What happened?
Where are they? How did I know there was any money in them?
Where are they?
Where are they?
Where are they? At the laundry?
At the laundry!
At the laundry. How could you do a stupid thing like that?
$300 gone to the laundry.
If you were a man, I'd punch you in the nose.
Well, now, wait a minute. It isn't my fault. It's Ricky's fault.
Ricky's?
Sure, how did I know there was anything in the pocket? And that was a pretty silly place to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty dumb stunt. Yeah.
And if you weren't such a young man, I'd punch you in the nose.
Now, just a minute, everybody. It's nobody's fault, really. It's just bad luck, that's all. Now, we just got to go down there and get it before they wash it.
Wash it? Oh,
yeah,
yes,
come on,
let's go.
Let's go.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. Well, there's no use all of us going down to the laundry. You go to the newspaper office and show them your half of the box. And then tell them that I'm coming right away with the other half.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. No matter what happens, get that bill.
All right, now, well, we might have to spend a few dollars getting it.
That's all right. We'll pay it out of the winnings.
Okay, yeah. Let's go.
Okay. Come on. Let's go. Take a taxi, if they
we'll take a taxi. Mr. Ricardo, and we like
to... Just a minute.
Look, I'm
Mr. Ricardo, and I'd like to ask if I could get in here.
We'd like to get it back because we were supposed to...
Now, please, just one of you. Tell me your story on just plain English. You.
Well, you see, I found a bonus box, and I brought it to the house last night. I wanted to surprise my wife with it. Y la señora lo puso ya y se lo dio al grocery boy. And then he took it upstairs, and she gave it to the manager of the apartment, who's Mrs. Merz, in the change. And then when he came up, she said she had found the bonus box. Actually, well, bonus box que yo le puse a mi señora en la cartera anoche anterior. And then we had a big fight, and everybody tore it up. She had half, and we had half. And then we decided together, maybe we'd go down to the newspaper office and win the $300. Y entonces ella lo puso y lo selló en el shower y lo puso en el top del pajama. Y entonces lo puso en el top del pajama, se lo dio el muchacho de Londres. It's here, we gotta get it back.
Look, you picked a fine one to tell you in plain English. Look, there's a little slip of paper that's worth $300. It's in the pocket of my husband's pajamas, and I sent it to the laundry.
Is that what you was trying to say?
Now, never mind that. I gotta go in there and get it.
Can't you even read plain English?
Look, this is worth $300. We gotta go in there.
You ain't an employee and you can't go in there. I got my orders.
Yeah, you're right, sir. Forgive us.
Forget all
that. It's your job. That's all right.
Hey, where's your number? Where's your slips? You can't go in there. You ain't in the grave. Come back there, you rascal. You lose me my job.
Almost 3 o'clock. I don't think they're gonna make it.
Oh, now don't give up. We still got 1 minute.
All right. Now, for the last time, will you give me half the money if I give you half the bill?
For the last time, no.
Ah! Ethel, cancel our subscription.
We don't take this paper.
We'll order a subscription and then cancel it.
She's having a little trouble coming up the stairs. Here it is.
What happened to it?
Well, she had it with her when she fell in the star fight.
Oh, listen, you
haven't got it.
Where's your...
I haven't got it.
What do you mean you haven't got it? There it is.
Give me the money.
Hurry up.
You made it. Congratulations.
Oh, oh, We made it. Now, listen, Fred, we had a few little expenses, you know.
Yeah.
And remember, you say we pay them out of the winnings.
Sure, yeah. I remember. Okay. I said that.
Well, it was $29 for the taxi car.
$29?
Yeah, well, we told him to wait for us, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We couldn't take a chance.
Yeah.
And then we had to give $10 to the fellow down at the laundry for his overalls and his cap. We had to sneak in the laundry, you know, to get back.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we gave the taxi cab driver an extra $25 to get us here in time.
An extra $25?
Yes, well, we didn't want to take a chance of not getting here, you know. And a $50 fine for speeding. We were going awful fast.
Yeah.
And then all the damage at the laundry.
Damage?
Yeah, we messed the place up pretty bad. Yeah.
How much was that?
That's $185.
$185?
Yeah. Here, I'll count it out. Here, wait a minute.
$185.50 for... Ken, is it
going to
be anything? How much have we got left?
Yeah.
$1!
Oh, no!
We'll be right back. Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.